In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. And from today's epistle, but because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you are saved. God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. So, as you know, Kaylee and Amanda have been away. They're down in Chapel Hill, and during the announcement time, I'll try and give you a little more of an update about that. But I've been all alone this week, and so it's allowed me to do bad things that I'm not supposed to do. No. Particularly work on all the pictures and the slides I had from the trip to Africa. And so I'm going to subject you to some more pictures today. Hopefully it's a little more organized than I was last time. So, yes, unfortunately you're going to be subjected to more pictures today. So Daniel's going to try and get that up. The early part that we started with, I'll try and go through quickly. Daniel, I don't know, you'll just have to click the slides each time, I guess. Then we'll have some other stuff going on. So, as you know, I went to Africa. It's in East Africa, right next to Kenya. On the other side of it is a big country called the Congo. So, next slide. We went to an orphanage, and as you know, we planted, each of us as a guest planted a tree for them, mango trees. And so these are some of the orphans. That's a new building that they're building, and it was under construction when we were there. And so, keep moving on. It's a really nice building. It's going to be their classroom. Then we got into our van the next day, and we had to pack all this medication in there with us to take across the country. It was an 8-hour trip, and it was crowded. And that's where I sat, in the back. And barely had a window to look out of. So that's what it looked like when we got there. You see, none of the boxes, all the boxes wouldn't fit the way they were, so they had to take the medication out, and we just packed them anywhere they could go. And so they were like piled through there. So I guess we were this driving advertisement for Cipro along the way or something like that. I was afraid somebody was going to rob us because of all the medicine. Bishop Hannington there helping to unload the truck himself. Move on, but fortunately that was my bed that awaited me that night, and a very comfortable hotel in Bundibugyo, and that's where we stayed. It was a small room, you know, that was pretty much the only thing in there, that bathroom. And this is kind of a view from the hotel. You see there are mountains in the background. That's the Mountains of the Moon, they're called. Bundibugyo has about 2,000 or 3,000 people in it. And then we went to a church the next morning. This is Bishop Hannington's Cathedral Church in Bundibugyo. And the fellow that you see there in the collar wearing a purple shirt is Bishop Jacques. He is from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and he came to visit us. We were guests there. Stayed with us for a couple of days. Again, this is more of this compound where Bishop Hannington's church is. And in the background is part of the school that they run there. And they have a boarding school there. And this is a two-story building, and the upstairs was his house. Bishop Hannington lives there. This is part of the school and some of the classrooms. The building in the back is not being completely finished yet. The foreground building is the kitchen and all the kids. And once again, some of the dormitories for the kids that live there are next to the green building, which is the church, the cathedral. We're going to go through those. If you want me to slow down, I will, but we did show you these a couple weeks ago.
This is the review.
Yeah. Right. We were able to give gifts away while we were there. This girl was going to go away to secondary school to become a nurse, but she didn't have any luggage to go. And so, fortunately, we had luggage. There she got a gift. Some of the orphans, as you can see. And these kids are not all orphans, excuse me, so they are boarded students. In Uganda, if you want a good education, you have to go away to a boarding school. And Bishop Hannington runs a boarding school here for 120 kids, so they live here. But they do have parents as well. This is inside the church. Bishop Hannington's introducing all of them to us. And it's a nice assembly. Again, the group. I've got a little bit more. I've got some video of this at the end, so you'll be able to see some of that. And this is part of the cathedral. There's this cathedra sitting up there in the center, in the back. And the folks from Church of the Reconciler in Birmingham have brought, if you'll go back one, Daniel, these little hearts, which we strung across for them. And they all have hopeful sayings on them. So that was their gift to them. Okay. Again, the altar. Very colorful. This is Father Don Richards, who is the assistant priest at Church of the Reconciler in Birmingham. And he goes to Uganda on a yearly basis, usually every February, and stays for about a month or 6 weeks, and travels all through, actually, not just Uganda, but many other countries in the area as well, too, visiting the churches and sees some bishops. This is kind of the street view from Bundibugyo, along our street out front. And common sight that you'll see on the side of the road, people are moving bananas around. And as I said before, you get that many bananas on a bicycle? That's a very common sight. So we went the next day over to the clinic, which is in Busunga, which is where this is. And this is actually the medical clinic building, which has just been completed. It's wired for electricity, but there is no electricity to it because nobody can afford electricity. But hopefully one day it will have that. And inside we had to sort all those medications I told you about and get them prepared. So this is Wendy Gage. She's a paramedic who went with us here from Asheville that I've known from urgent care. And the fellow in the red shirt is Dr. Tim Key, who's from Birmingham. Okay. And from the courtyard of the clinic, you can look up on the hill and see the church. And this is the CEC Church in Basilica. It's also a brand new building that has been built. They were rocking out that day. I don't know what they were doing. The other building you see over on the side, the gray one, is a school. And so I believe that the school kids were in the church worshiping. And it was amazing. It really was. This is the kitchen for the clinic. And you say, well, what's the kitchen doing out there? Well, they all cook over open fires. You don't really want that inside because it's already 90 degrees outside. So that's a really hot place. And with that, as far as you know, kind of a typical home in Uganda is a pretty good home. It's got a tin roof on top. Yes, it's a mud hut, but at least back in the country, that would be considered a pretty nice place. This is, of course, Wendy on one side. On the other side is Barbara Key, who is Dr. Kim's wife, and she also went with us as a prayer warrior. And the lady in the center is Sylvia with her baby. Sylvia kind of helps run the clinic. She is the wife of Robert, Bishop Hannington's son. Beautiful lady. So on our first day at clinic, I looked out the window and you could start to see that there were lots of people gathering in the courtyard outside. This is about 8 o'clock in the morning. I think there's another one that shows more people. And they're just all camped out there and planning to stay the whole day. And they did, too. So we started seeing patients and had a little room and pretty much not much in the way of any equipment or anything. The thing behind us there is one of the beds. Doesn't have a mattress yet, although they've had some mattresses donated to them since then, which is a wonderful thing. But pretty much that's all that's in there. Even the chairs were borrowed. So this is my interpreter. His name is Ayasi, and he works in the school up on the hill that you just saw. He's one of the teachers there, and speaks English very, very well. He and I got along wonderfully, and he did a great job interpreting for me. Many of the people speak versions of Swahili, but sometimes there are tribal differences depending on where you are. And so sometimes he said, yes, I can understand that person. And sometimes he said, I don't completely understand that person. And about maybe 50% of the people would speak some English. And supposedly what he told me was is that somebody's been educated, they've been trained in English. So that's how you know. This was, we thought, an amusing sight in town. So this is an ambulance. So that was pretty much the height of the EMS service that we saw. On the side, you can't see, but there's a little thing that says Save the Children. So this was obviously donated by that organization to help save the children. But I wouldn't want to go travel around here trying to pick somebody up in that. Okay, so another picture of that church. So on Sunday, we went to this church, and this is another view of the same one. It's way up on this hill, overlooks the town of Busunga. I mean, just incredible, the sight that they got. It's just wonderful, the best place in all the town. The road was pretty incredible. Even Bishop Hannington's wife was afraid going up that road. So But there we are, and you can see all the way around everything. This is before service. You can see it says Bosom Good Charismatic Episcopal Church. And it's a very new building. And it's on, ready for worship. And that's the view of the town from up there. And inside, the guy in the hall is Father Wilson, who is the rector of this church. We were visiting, and Dr. Hamilton was visiting there as well, too. And he's blessing all the children going away to Sunday school. Pretty cool, they're all raising their hands for the blessing. This is the congregation, and you guys may remember that picture that I handed you out there with them. Once again. And then we went back outside the church because it was time to dedicate this building. It was brand new. And so Bishop Hannington did the dedication. Father Don was asked to pray for the church. It was a pretty joyful thing, I'll tell you what. And then we were able to process back inside. And there we are, processing. There were also additional other clergy who came as well, too. We had two bishops from the Congo, and the archdeacon was there. Bishop Hannington's archdeacon, and a couple other priests that I wasn't introduced to. So we all went back in, and there was one picture of me, and I was able to preach. And this is the archdeacon, Father Timothy, and he translated for me. That's Bishop Jacques in the background, and someday you may hear me speak of Bishop Jacques again. He's been emailing with me since, and I've actually had him and his church praying for Caleb this last week. So they've been doing a wonderful job. He's from Congo. And then after that, they had the offerings. And so for the offerings, they had a regular offering, you know, and I gave them some money. And then they had another offering, and so I gave them some more money. And then they had another offering, and this offering was to buy chairs for this church. This room and place was full of chairs, but they were borrowed chairs. They had no chairs. And so they invited this lady to come up, and she started the offering for the chairs. And she is Father Wilson's mother, okay? The rector of this church, that's his mother. And she's 100 years old. Amazing, yes. And beautiful lady, full of the Spirit. So we started the offering, and the first person brought up a chicken with the offering. So that's what you see Archdeacon Timothy there holding a chicken, and there's a closer shot of that. And there he is. Have you ever seen Father Bill hold a chicken? So, Father Don was sitting next to me, and he said, I'll bet you he's going to auction it off. And just about that time, they started to auction off the chicken. So the chicken went for about $25, so that was pretty good. And then after church, we went up back up on the hilltop. The building is the school that I just showed you, and they had an African dance demonstration for us. And so that's what this is. They had a chief who was there among them, pretty impressive guy. And I have a little video of this we'll show you as well, too. Okay. So he's an impressive fellow. And these folks are from Bundibugyo, so they came to visit and to put this on for us specifically. Yes. After that, we went back down to the clinic, which is down the hill, as you know, and we had a meal there, and I wrote about that in the journal, and if you've read that, you've seen that. Afterwards, we're getting ready to leave, and this gentleman was there, so we spoke to him for a few minutes, and then somebody told us, and, you know, I'm still not sure, but maybe you believe him. They say he's the oldest man in Uganda. They said he was 136 years old, which, you know, I don't know. He's looking pretty good to me for 136 years. But things in his favor for that, he's wearing a houndstooth hat, he's carrying an umbrella, and he's wearing Wellington. So maybe he has some English influence going on there, right? So he may have actually been there during the English colonization period. So maybe so, huh? He's an old guy, that's for sure. Now, this is an interesting picture because I turned around and I looked back up at the church, and there's a truck sitting up there. You see it? And I was like, what are they doing up there? And then they're just down here. So then you look closer, and you probably can't tell it, but see, he's got chairs on top of the truck. They're hauling chairs around, just like we do. I just started laughing, because, they're doing the same exact stuff we do. Moving chairs from down there to up there, and then they got to move back, you know. Yeah, you all know what I'm talking about. And then back in Bundibugyo, next day, Bishop Hannington came, and his wife, Zebia, and this is Clinic Day, and son Robert in the white shirt, and another son in the NASA shirt, Joshua, and I'm not sure who the other fellow is, but son. And our group that went with us, Wendy and Barb and Tim and myself, Father Don. Thank you. And we saw more patients. We saw lots and lots of patients. Wendy was also seeing people. And then Father Timothy arrived, and I started giving away my shirts, you know. So I gave shirts away to the Congo bishops because they came by. It was kind of funny because one Congo bishop came to me, Bishop Jock, you know, and said, "Oh, I've got something for you." So I handed him a shirt, and then within 2 minutes, there was a knock on the door. Bishop Comey, I got a shirt for you too. So then a few minutes later, these guys showed up. I said, "Oh, I got the rest for you." So I was able to give Father Timothy, who goes around and visits all of his priests, of course, as the archdeacon and takes care of them, I was able to give him 4 shirts. So he was able to pass those out to one of his priests there, and of course he's wearing one too. And he came back and he said, "Look, how did you know my size? It fits perfectly." He's the tall, skinny one. So, all I can say about that made me cry. Another picture of my interpreter, Yasi, after our second day, still standing. And then in front of the clinic, we're all about getting ready to leave. Miss Sylvia, she did a fabulous job of organizing and running that clinic and moving probably 750 people through there in 2 days. Just incredible. It was a lot of people. I didn't see them all. There were 5 of us, 5 different providers. So divide that by 5. Back at the hotel, we didn't meet these folks, but they're from a United Kingdom aid group, according to their truck. And so this is what Ugandan money looks like. The pile on the left side over there is to pay for my hotel room. So it's 50,000 shillings per night, so that's about $15 a night. And the pile on the other side is to pay for our trip back to Kampala. Actually, was more than that. It cost about $75 total to get driven back in the van. So that was like 800,000 shillings right there. Yeah, lots of money. If you look kind of in the background, you see the gas stations up there. So they have really nice gas stations in Uganda as you drive along. You know, everything else is not particularly nice, but the gas stations are really nice. And yet, you'll see in the video, the price was less than $1 a gallon. 3,200 shillings per gallon. Now, wait a minute, that could be liters, perhaps, too. So maybe it is over $1, yeah. Closer to $1.50 or something like that. So one part that we drove through was very mountainous, as you can see. We got out and actually had one brief stop along the way. Peter, our driver, was afraid to get close to the edge because it really dropped off. He obviously was not used to mountains. The wildlife preserve, we never saw that. You see, very mountainous in this area. People back in there in those valleys live very, very primitively. There's a terrace on the side of the mountain over on the side there, as you can see, for agriculture, and that's part of the road as it winds back around. Again, I'm going to do a little bit of North Carolina.
Yeah, just thinking that, Western North Carolina.
That's right, that part is good. It's about 90 degrees. So then we arrived at beautiful hotel in Pibby. And that's where we got to spend our last night. Fabulous room, first place with air conditioning. Looked on the outside a little like the Grove Park Inn, a tropical Grove Park Inn. So Father Don knows what he's doing, and that's the view from out in the courtyard, which is Lake Victoria. Right on Lake Victoria. Beautiful place. Don't want to swim in that place. Beautiful place. There are bugs, and there are parasites, and there are crocodiles.
Crocodiles are all this girl.
But they have fish, too, so at least they want my meals. Yeah, no, I don't think they have any piranhas, but you know, I'm going to ask. I won't go any further. But good food finally there, and then I took this picture for Amanda because it's heavy to actually have a ballet studio. Pretty cool. We went to the zoo, which is just down the road from the hotel, and got to see these cheetahs very up close, and a leopard, and a rhinoceros. The rhinoceros was very nice. He came over and let us pet him. The guide said, "Stick your head through there and get with the rhinoceros." And I went, "I'm not doing that."
Dr. Tim did until the rhinoceros came over and almost crushed his head. So, you know, because it's 3 tons. You know, rhinoceros are 3 tons. We didn't even felt it. And they have chimpanzees. That's the only place we saw chimpanzees in the zoo. They have a baby African elephant, of course. And they have giraffes. And he wanted us to feed the giraffes. So I feed the giraffes. He said, turn around and feel the weight or the strength of the tongue. Oh boy, yeah. So we did that. Crocodiles, as I said. And this bird is called the crested crane. And they have it, of course, there for people to see. You see it crested, right? And it is the national bird of Uganda. This is their flag, and that's the crested crane on the flag. There's a better picture of one in the wild, I suppose, just so we can see the similarities. And then on the way back to the hotel, we were walking along, and just down there on the street corner, you see these two little guys sitting there in a close-up of it. And there they are. And these are rhesus-type monkeys. They look like they're sitting there waiting for a bus. A couple more up on the wall above them. And then at dinner, they came over to visit us, as you can see, mama and a baby. And they're just pretty much there like squirrels, right? Up in the trees and all around, you know. But then they start stealing your food. They stole my the bun off the top. Fake hamburger. And it's a beautiful place to be. There's a lot of monkeys in through the evening. This is a place of great faith, as you can see. These people have done a whole lot of work to get this place and build up what they're doing. And I was impressed by the faith. It's amazing, the work that they're doing there. So let's continue on. One more. And this is a picture that I gave you guys last week, or 2 weeks ago. And there are a couple more copies of that back there if you didn't get one. And I'd love for you to pray for these people. And I want to tell you that if you're praying for them, you get a word, let me know. Email me, something like that, and I will pass it on to Bishop Hannington, and he'll pass it on to them. Okay? So please keep praying for them, because they got these pictures of you. Next one. That's the picture that I handed out to them, and they are praying for you. And as Father Don said, when I was ready to hand, well, they want these, and he's like, they will cherish these pictures. And so they've been praying for you. And so please, if you get a word for them, please let me know. And so, I told you about the orphanage we visited on the first day that was still under construction. I have since heard from Caleb, the fellow who runs it, and he sent me a bunch more stuff. And I want to share those pictures with you briefly. And that other, the slideshow, Daniel, you can make that work. And it's pretty amazing the work that he's doing there. And all of the kids that you see in these pictures are orphans. And he is doing a wonderful, wonderful job to get them to work. On the back of Robert's truck, it says, Yesu Asimwe, which means praise Jesus. And that's also a greeting. Too, if you're a Christian, yes, so that's anyway. So this is one of the bathrooms at the orphanage. These look like architectural shops, but I tell you what, it looks great, doesn't it? I think that's one of the staff quarters. We'll go to the museum, keep on going. This is, I think, the boys. One of the boys' dormitory rooms. This is where all the kids stay. And all the kids who stay here are orphans. They have all been abandoned on the streets of the cities. And of course, there's no running water inside the building, so they all have outside toilets. Most of them don't look that nice, so it's great. This is the stove. Okay, it was under construction when I was there. It looks like it's been finished and in use. Again, fire underneath. This is where they cook now. Here's a bunch of the kids.
It seems that the girls or women are asked to wear skirts or wear...
Yes, and adults too. So, yeah, and even Wendy and Barb and stuff, but they do that as well. It's not appropriate, really, in Uganda.
At the boarding school, are there girls?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we're most sexes. Yeah. You see, that's that same building that you saw, which was unpainted before, but now it's wonderful. Man.
You may not know, but most of the orphanages, do they actually work to get them adopted either within the country or internationally, or do they just mostly...
I didn't get that impression from Caleb. I think that they pretty much just raise them, and when they reach, because they're trying to teach them skills along the way. And one of the girls that I was talking to was learning to be a seamstress, and she was fabulous on the stuff we brought back. And she'll be able to get a job. And so the boys pretty much have to leave when they're 18. The girls, they're a little slower with. If they have a situation and they can leave, a stable situation at 18, they'll let them go. But otherwise, they can keep them around longer until they feel like they're ready to go. So they do a fabulous job of that. Everything is gated and enclosed if it's nice. So.
Culturally, is it less common for single women to live alone? Is that probably not?
You know, I don't think so. It's not so much culturally, but just out of necessity. Now, yeah. I think there are probably a lot of single mothers, and they have multiple children. And so, that's very difficult. But not that unusual. But Liz Gregg now, he's doing a fabulous job with it. And he has a whole other campus with a whole other farm as well, too. Yeah.
What is the connection of the
orphanage to our church? None. It's just another Christian ministry, an independent ministry, not part of the denomination. Caleb is a fine Christian. I don't know what denomination he even is. But he's a friend of Father Don's. He was the guy who hosted us and made all the arrangements for us. So I don't know how Don has met him over the years, but
he wanted to go. The skills that these women are learning, is there a way to sell those, export them, and get them out of the country?
That's a good question. We wondered about that too. I think the problem is shipping, because we were thinking, man, you could put these things on a website and do incredible work, but the shipping is the problem. They don't have good things like FedEx and UPS like they have here. And the shipping is very expensive as well, too. I know that Father Don says he tried to ship things there, and it's kind of hit and miss, and it was extremely expensive. So that kind of limits it right there, Because, they do great stuff, but people have to buy.
Artisans for
their community. Well, right. So somehow we have to find that, figure that shit, and figure out. But, it only takes 25 hours to get there. So,
right.
For a person. What's that?
Overnighted.
Yep, right. Okay. That should have been overnighted. That's a good idea. Right. And what's the other place called? 10,000 Villages or something like that?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Maybe we could ship out large amounts of things. I don't know. Good thought. Good thought. So the tank up on the hill there you see is the water tank. That's where it all starts. They have to fill that thing periodically, and they use it for refilling it, so they pay somebody to come in and fill it.
Where do you get the water from to fill it?
I don't know. But they have trucks. You see them driving around, big water trucks. Same way in Haiti. And the tanks are on top of the buildings, usually, for gravity. And so they go downhill. Fortunately, it never freezes there. So you don't have to worry about that. All the tickets are outside. This is their cafeteria. It's an outdoor cafeteria. I know, it looks incredible. Got somebody to really do some good pictures for me. We did visit their infirmary at the place and met their nurse. It wasn't put together back then, though that looked great now. They really worked hard, and only then we bought 3 weeks ago, but I'm impressed. I think that's the last one on that part. And then we have a short video for you. If we can get it to work, and so everybody pray, it will work, and the sound will work as well, too.
Yeah.
Those are back. The switches are back there.
Thank you. photography skills not great. My finger is over the microphone.
For you again. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. Listen to this part. In order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace. That's what you were just seeing. Okay? That is the future age that Paul is talking about there. The incomparable riches of his grace. God's grace made that happen. And those people who have faith there, that body of Christ, is exactly what he's talking about here. The riches of his grace. But you also are the riches of his grace, just as they are. Okay? It's very comforting to me to know that halfway around the world, people are worshiping just like we are. Maybe not at the same time, maybe not the same weather, you know, and not with the same music, but they are worshiping Jesus Christ just as we are. And to me, that's a very, very comforting thing. So I do ask you to keep those folks in your prayers. And if you get a word for them, please let us know. And I'll be happy to pass it on to Bishop Anderson. Amen.
We stand. Let's affirm our faith. The words of the 19th.
We believe in one God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead,
kingdom shall have no end. And we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. And we believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the remission of